Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rigadon. And with me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
And your producer, Soul Joel.
And that's what he sounds like. Guys, it's the Christmas. It's the Christmas time. It's the Christmas.
It's the Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling Christmas show.
We've been drinking eggnog.
Yes.
And,
keeping each other warm.
Yeah. It's beginning to look.
We just did Hanukkah gifts.
Chris.
Yes.
Shout out.
Shout out to our Jewish listeners.
And shout out to our Jewish listeners.
And we fixed the sound. Thank you to everybody listening in.
Yes, we fixed the sound. We've had complaints that you're too low and I'm too loud.
I'm a quiet talker.
And I'm a loud talker.
So.
And people were saying that the volume on their. When they're trying to listen to it, was throwing them off. So,
well, we hope they have surround sound, and we blew one of their ears.
Well,
out.
That's great. So I'm not mentioning any names this time.
Okay.
Here's what just happened. Let's tell them.
Okay.
We just recorded our Christmas show.
We recorded it and
we deleted it. We hated it. We sucked.
It's not even going to go in the highlights.
So you want to hear it. Maybe in
direct message, Joel.
In the future, yeah, we'll take a vote. But we decided not to go with it.
It was depressing at the beginning.
Oh God!
And then it went. Into
you were awful.
Well, I do what I can.
Let's just, for the record, show that the defense is pointing to Mark Rigatana. Yeah,
here's how bad it went. Joel told the most stories. That's how bad.
but he had the least amount of points,
and it kept like every time, like I'm like, who's talking? Oh, Joel's talking. Why is Joel talking?
It might be the eggnog talking, but I got a good nap.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, so, fellas.
Shout out to Joel.
This is take two.
Take two.
So we don't want to lie to our audience. So there is.
Well, last week we did the Richie Byrne Christmas edition.
We did. Last a week ago Saturday, December 9th.
Yes.
We had
the Richie Byrne Variety Show down here in South Jersey.
The first road show.
I think it went well.
We had Tracy Locke.
She killed it. She was our guest on the last two.
Santa Chuck.
Chuck Gill.
He
Santa.
Was amazing.
And we shot the
Elf on the Shelf parody.
Video. It's the first video that I've ever done for the Richie Byrne Show. That wasn't a sketch.
And now we premiered Soul Joel TV. Yes. So each and every month, we'll be debuting a different sketch. At our show down here in Riverton, New Jersey. Next show is going to be January 13th. So definitely check that out. And you haven't seen the video yet, go to Soul Joel TV on YouTube. And you can see, directed by Mark Rigadon, starring three elves.
Played by Richie Byrne. All look like lesbians.
Santa as himself.
Yes.
Santa.
And Mark Rigadon as a fat Walt Disney.
A fat, creepy Walt Disney.
He was always a little creepy.
Well, we also had music with Mark Kay.
Mark Kay.
He did a wonderful job.
And
your friend came
my
all
friend
the way
Karen
down.
Cowrie saved the day.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we had the
literally less than 48 hours before showtime.
We had
one of the most professional actresses I've ever met. Yes, and she's an actress, and she decided to quit the show, which is probably, even on such a small level like of what we were doing, it probably is the most hideous thing I've ever seen. It really is.
I was laughing
because of show business.
Complaining about the travel time when she had the shortest commute of everybody.
She was... just such a bitch.
Anti-shout out to her.
Yes. And we're not going to say her name. I don't know her name. I know it's Tiffany.
But Richie,
something.
you had a friend fill in.
But we called my friend Karen Cowries. Shout out to
Shout
Karen.
Out to Karen.
Karen Cowries.
Knocked
she
it
got
out
in
of
her
heart.
Car on a Saturday morning in the snow, drove down from Staten Island, played two roles, had them down. Actually had
it all memorized.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So,
beautiful characters.
She
did it in one accent.
You really
don't realize. Professionalism.
I saw James Woods say this once, and he's right. You don't realize how hard acting is till you see it done badly.
Yeah.
And that girl was terrible. She's one of the worst actresses I've ever seen in my life.
She's not winning. She's losing slower.
I mean, she was just... I don't know what that means. Anyway.
I think that was a Charlie Sheen reference, right?
So...
All you have to do is wave something in front of Richie, and there you go.
Yeah, it's like a cat with like a string. It's gone now. All right. So anyway, having said that, the show was great. The
show went off wonderfully. We had a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, we had a Christmas miracle.
I joked around about having super fans before, but the people that were in the audience that night are true fantastic. Super fans.
And they had a great time.
Yes.
Shout out to
the Terminator.
Shout out to Stevie Wonder.
Richie Byrne just put on a pair of the...
I don't know.
Are those the sunglasses that Arnold wore in Terminator 2?
I think it's because, like, I don't know why lights have... I have a head cold. I have bronchitis.
Yeah, and you have a belly full of eggnog.
All day the lights have been bothering me.
And we're talking about the Richie Byrne show, so
He doesn't want all the fans to see him.
The star power is really getting to his head.
He puts his hair in a bun underneath a Yankees cap and puts on some sunglasses so he can sneak into the Starbucks and get a job.
The show went from an off-Broadway theater on 40th Street to a church in...
Attic. No stage.
With no stage in what
town? Riverton, New Jersey.
In Riverton, New Jersey, but somehow I got a big head off of it.
Well, you have a big head.
That's true.
That's science.
My ego's through the roof.
Oh, I wasn't talking about ego. I was just talking about how you have like a 20-pound head.
I know what you're talking about, you idiot. Anyway.
So Richie has one of the best... Christmas, non-Christmas stories.
Terrible, yes. So here's what happened. It was December 23rd. I was going to Connecticut.
Christmas Eve,
which we now celebrate. A bunch of us celebrate. We started last year. We go out on Christmas Eve Eve. Me, Darcy Novick. Shout out to Darcy Novick.
Shout out to Darcy.
Mike Keegan. Shout out to Mike Keegan, who we've talked about before. And John Consoli. Shout out to John Consoli.
We went to dinner
last year on Christmas Eve Eve, December 23rd. We had a great time. We're doing it again this year, but it's actually December. It's going to be Friday, so we're actually going out Christmas Eve Eve Eve, which is getting a little ridiculous.
So yeah, the tradition's changing. Now we're going to
be doing Christmas Eve, 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 Eve.
Yes.
Eve, Eve,
pretty
Eve.
Soon it'll be 4th of July. Yeah. So,
but Richie digresses.
I did digress. But Christmas Eve, Eve, back in the 90s, I was a young comic.
You were wearing Chuck Taylors and you had some Zuba pants on.
I had the
full mullet.
Members only jacket. The members only jacket.
You were the only member.
Actually, it was last year. So...
And a bum sweater with the sleeves cut off.
I'm driving to a gig in Connecticut, and my car, in the toll booth at the George Washington Bridge, in the toll booth, my car stopped.
Wait, which side were you on? Still in New York? Or
going from New Jersey to New York. I was coming from Staten Island.
Oh, okay. So you're entering New York.
I'm entering New York.
Your tip is in, as they say.
And is that what they say? And
just the
I'm
tip.
Stuck in the toll booth, and because it's
if you
a
don't like it, I'll put it in reverse.
Because it's a Friday, Christmas Eve Eve, everybody's going away now. So everyone finished work, and they're going now.
It is packed.
I'm going to hit this mic every show, apparently.
Great.
So it's packed, and I'm stuck, and I don't have a phone. And the toll booth guy saying they'll get a tow truck. But
that's how close you were that the toll booth guy just
right
looked right out the window, and goes, yeah. "Hey, buddy, they're on
he
their
was
way.
Right there." And he still charged me, the bastard. So
but you only put the tip in.
No, that's what she said. So people are being held up by this, and it was bad traffic to begin with. It wasn't totally me in the toll booth, but. And people are beeping and yelling. And finally, one guy, as he goes through the booth next to me, he has to cut back into the bridge. and he spit on my car.
Class act.
And somebody saw him and decided that was a good idea, and he spit on my car.
Begin the procession.
And it went on for like an hour. People were just talking.
Was he the first guy that pulled up behind you and then reversed? And
it might have been. Who knows?
Who knows, right?
But once one person saw it happen, it was like a parade of,
hey, this is a good idea.
Yeah. So welcome, not only am I
broken
down.
Right before the sign, welcome to the Bronx.
And not only am I broken down on the night, you know, Christmas Eve Eve, I'm not going to make the gig. And this is pre-cell phones. So I can't even call the club. You know, there's nothing I can do.
You're getting spit on so bad you couldn't get out of the car, or you would have taken some.
Yeah, the toll booth operator closed his door.
Sorry, man, the spit back is just.
Yeah. And I remember just being like, Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
It's beginning to look
good. That's my Christmas story.
Like Christmas.
Which I told in the other show that we didn't give you, and apparently didn't help.
Well, I had the opposite situation where I broke down. A newlywed, just got married, first year of marriage. We're driving from my in-laws. Christmas Eve, we celebrate with them. Christmas morning, we're driving to my mom and dad's. And
In Ohio.
So we go up the Northeast Extension. Right when you get on where Stroudsburg is, I get a flat tire. And I couldn't get it off because the rim was bent, so I was having the hardest time getting the tire off. People are just flying by, you know, they don't give a shit. It's Christmas. We're not spoiling our dinner to go help some poor bastard out in the cold. So I told my wife, I go, watch this, and I put on a hoodie that I got from a USO tour that said Operation Desert Storm on it. And I put it on. I was trying to change a tire. All of a sudden, like 10 cars pulled right over.
Hey, you need some help? We'll help you.
Hey, soldier.
Hoorah.
I would say that I could be busted for, what do they call it when you...
Impersonating an officer.
Well, not an officer. I just had a hoodie on.
No, in my mind.
But what do they call it? A stealing valor or whatever? Where somebody dresses up like a... somebody from the military.
Yeah, I forget the word.
And I immediately told them once the tire was off, oh, this is from a USO tour. I never served because I, you know, I don't need to be on the news.
Now finish my tire, bitch.
Stolen Valor, that's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Stolen Valor. But so what's your traditional Christmas movie? What movie really puts you in the mood?
I don't have one. But, no, that's not true. I guess it's the Jimmy Stewart one.
Jimmy Stewart?
Yeah, the famous one.
Miracle on...
No!
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus?
The one where he wants to kill himself.
With Mr. Potter?
Yeah, Mr. Potter?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name, oh my God!
They play it like on a loop.
It was just on. Yeah, it was just on.
Oh my God, we're gonna hate ourselves.
It's a Wonderful
Life. It's a Wonderful Life. Jesus God.
Thank you, Google. We're pathetic.
And Dad.
Thank you, Dad. Eggnog.
It seems like every year that's on like TNT or something. Or
yeah, they literally play it 24 hours straight.
Yeah, at the end. But it was on like it'll be on like early December. And you know, once you see that, am I too far away? You know, once you see that movie,
it's Christmas.
And the great thing is, you know every line. I've seen it. So, like, if you catch it in the middle, it's fine.
So, apparently, that movie got slipped through the cracks with residuals and a station. This was a long time ago. This was, like, you know, back when television was first a thing. And they found out that they could play it as much as they wanted, and they didn't have to pay any money for the rights. So they just played it nonstop, and then it became the Christmas movie.
Yeah, I heard that because it didn't make money.
Yeah.
It was a big failure in the box office. When it came out, it was like 46, 47. It was right after the war.
Yeah.
And I think it was written before the war. Like, it was one of these, I read about this. And it was written before the war when things were a little more lollipop and candy canes. So now, 7 years later, they finally make the movie. People are a little more hardened by the war, by World War II. And it just didn't sit with
it's
the
a different climate.
Different climate. And you're right, then some reason you didn't have to pay for residuals on it. Somebody started airing it, and it became a tradition.
Yeah, now it's now like it's the most one of the biggest show. Movies.
Yeah. So that, and I usually on Christmas Eve at like 3 or 4 in the morning, you're always gonna find a Scrooge. It could be an old one. It could be Henry cartoon. Winkler. It could be Patrick Stewart.
Remember
when Henry Winkler played Scrooge? He was good. It could be Scrooged. Bill Murray, great movie.
I love that one.
Great movie.
Bobcat Goldthwait action.
It's always like on Christmas Eve, there's a Scrooge on somewhere. Yeah. So those are the two that I always think about is...
It's funny that you say Bill Murray and Scrooge because my favorite Christmas movie to put me in the spirit is Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. And the bad guy in that movie is Bill Murray's brother. He's Chevy Chase's
Brian
boss.
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
My wife, everybody gets one talent. My wife's talent, she can pick out one of the Murray brothers in any movie. They can pan over.
There's more than two?
Yeah. They'll pan over like an audience and she'll be like, oh, that's one of the Murrays.
It's a Murray.
Like, what? How'd you know that? And actually, do you remember a while ago they had a thing on Facebook where you load your picture in and they'll scan your face and then they tell you what celebrity you look like?
No, I don't remember.
Your doppelganger?
But yeah, it's always something flattering. So like I would look at it, scan
Joey
me, and be
Fatone.
Like, oh yeah, you look like Joey
Skinny Fatone. Joey Fatone.
Or like, yeah. Oh,
Chubby
George
Elvis
Clooney.
Presley.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile you're going like, come on, I don't know. And actually mine was Marlon Brando.
Right.
And we put my wife's in and it was a really good picture of her too. And my wife's a 10. And they scan her face. Fucking Bill Murray.
No.
Yeah. What? And not even like a young stripes Bill Murray. It was him as Steve Azuzu with the beard.
It's hysterical.
And so anytime we see Bill Murray, like a sign of his, or like, Angie, are you in a movie? Oh, no, that's Bill Murray. Oh.
That's hilarious.
What is your movie?
Here's the thing. Like, we were talking about, like, so the holidays.
Because that was always
like
more the cartoon stuff.
The claymations as a kid that always got me. I hate the Peanuts, though. Every holiday, I cannot stand Charlie Brown and the gang. They're the most depressing. Give them a cigarette, and it's just like watching an old man. Like, what's the reason we're even doing Christmas?
You don't like the little tree that they save and all that?
No. Fuck that tree. Fuck Charlie Brown.
Whoa.
Merry Christmas.
Few more minutes left in the period.
The Grinch, my nephew loves the Grinch. So like to me, and this was before I had kids, let's do that right in the mic next time.
Shout out to Wawa.
Shout out to Wawa with the mocha chocolate coffee.
Mocha, what's it called? Not chocolate.
I don't know. It's your favorite, not
it's
mine.
Mint mocha.
Mint mocha. Really? The mint mocha at Wawa.
It was before I had kids. My nephew loved The Grinch and watched it all year round. So when it became Christmas time, it was like, Riker! You put the movie in. It's time. And he would get so excited. And he liked the Jim Carrey one, the live one with the real people, not the cartoon.
Not the cartoon?
He liked the cartoon, but the Jim Carrey one he had loved. So we'd watch that in Elf. And that was like, it got me so excited with him. But
I was just on a plane with Chris Monty. Shout out to Chris Monty.
Shout out to Chris Monty.
And he was watching Elf. You could like get movies on demand on the plane. And
okay.
And I'm like, where's that? He goes, I love Elf. So he's apparently a big Elf guy.
Will
Ferrell's a very funny guy.
Do you consider Thanksgiving, when the Thanksgiving day is the beginning of the holiday season?
Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday.
Me too.
So by far.
Yeah.
So,
all you got to do is eat, show up.
Yeah.
So in a way, you're right. I guess it's the beginning.
So from like Thanksgiving to New Year's, I consider the holidays.
Yeah.
So to me, man, you start with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Thanksgiving night. It's a movie about Thanksgiving.
No, I know, but I'm not a movie guy. So it's interesting that you.
And then you go to Home Alone, which is a Christmas movie.
You see a clear road straight down the highway. Rigadana makes a sharp left.
I know. Yeah. God, I'm liking this.
Okay, then.
In that case, I'll go one.
Yeah. Well, I like, and then I go to Home Alone, and then it's like there's all those movies like the Christmas Vacation, and then all the cartoons start coming in, and then it's like, what's funny is like White Christmas. That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
you got to be a musical guy. If you, you know, are you into musicals?
Not that one.
I just really like the TV shows when my brother and I, when we were kids, all my brothers, we just, the one I love though, and I was talking about A Year Without a Santa Claus, I think is the one
with where the claymation.
Yeah, but I love the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser.
Oh.
And the songs are tremendous.
They look like Kevin Downey Jr. Shout out to Kevin Downey Jr.
And they sing, you know,
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
I'm Mr. Sunman.
Brian Seltzer didn't.
He did a version of it. Seltzer? Yeah, he did.
Couldn't think of his last name. I'm like, it sounds like Seltzer.
Dick Shawn played one of them, I think, Cold Miser. Dick Shawn from the producers and
yeah,
and he was so good. So you're like that's the other thing I liked was they got really big actors to do those voices back then.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They were getting like big names. I don't know, maybe they were like on their way down.
No, here's how would the I know thing.
It? Right. Mickey Rooney,
right?
No, but here's the thing. Like I just saw Fred Astaire. Daddy's Home Too. Which is a Christmas movie. Okay, it takes place all around Christmas. But it had Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg, John Lithgow, Mel Gibson, John C. Like, those are big names.
No, I understand that, but that's a movie. I'm talking about these little TV shows. They would get, back then, pretty big names.
Yeah, I guess that's a little different.
You know?
I mean, now we have these Hallmark channels with, like...
where they show everything, you know.
Whatever.
You know,
what?
I was going to say it was Richard Grieco in Christmas in a Wedding on Hallmark. Shout out to Richard Grieco.
Shout out to Richard Grieco.
He's my boy. He follows me on Twitter.
Does he?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I always comment on him. I always like say something like if something cool happened, I'm like, oh, is Richard Grieco there?
Do you think that's weird to get married this time of year? Like I heard at the Valley Forge Casino that someone rented out the ballroom, like the theater, for a wedding on New Year's Eve.
That's a guy who wants to make sure he never messes up the date.
I don't know. That's pretty cool. It's different.
If you know
you're going out to party anyway, so you might as well go to your friend's wedding, and you know most people aren't going to be working.
Right.
So it's not like...
Do you think they're banging out their friends? Like, I guess hotel rooms, it doesn't matter. They could get a hotel room or they don't have to, I guess.
I don't think that would bother me.
Well, I would. If somebody told me their wedding was on New Year's Eve, I'd be so much happier than when it's like...
Well, except as a comic, that's a good night to work.
Yeah, but I also hate working New Year's Eve.
You know, I don't anymore because I get a lot of theaters and stuff that are done at like 9. Like, the show starts 7:30.
That's nice.
A joke's not going to be the New Year's Eve toast.
Yeah. I won't do it. It's hard to do.
Clubs are so hard because they want to do an early show for the people who don't want to be out. And then they do the show at midnight where they do the countdown. But you're not really doing comedy. You're babysitting drunks.
I know.
It's not.
Not last year, but the year before, I did Bananas.
Yeah.
Shout out to Harlan and Arlene.
Shout out to Harlan and Arlene.
Who have retired. Harlan and Arlene Jameson, who sold Bananas after, and you know, two of the classiest people I ever met in
always loved
them. I've never far met them, but I've heard nothing
far and away. Two of the best people.
Nothing but good things.
But anyway, I did, and I hadn't done a club in years on New Year's Eve. And I did it because of them. Yeah. You know, and I said, I know them. They're not going to. I was so sick. And that sucked. I was like, oh, this sucks. It's New Year's Eve. I'm sick as a dog. I got like two shows. It sucks so bad. I felt, you know what I mean? Like, I was, oh, man, it was awful.
Yeah. I had a bad New Year's. I was maybe a few years in. I was still single. And I had a date for New Year's Eve. And it was with this girl I was seeing I was kind of seeing a lot of girls at the time. And this girl came.
You know, like now.
And this girl came and they brought her up on stage. And there was a girl in the audience who was going to surprise me and show up at New Year's. And I was on stage with another girl. So that was a bad New Year's.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. We get off stage. I came here because I was going to surprise you. And I was and you went on stage with another girl. And I was like, and then the other girl obviously hears me getting yelled at. And I was alone that New Year's.
Everything went according to plan.
Who's laughing now? I'm drinking champagne by myself.
The one thing that that I failed to mention about our Christmas show that we did, the Richie Byrne variety show, is that Richie came down, ended up finding out he came down with bronchitis.
Yeah.
And that's why he was so sick.
And he still sang.
I'm still, yeah, I did sing.
Well, that's the thing. All day, he was saying, I'm not singing. Chuck said he called it. He goes, he was in the back, we were in the dressing room, and the church's kitchen. And you, Chuck goes, you're singing, Richie. You're like, no, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not. Done. And Chuck said, when he sang his song, he said he looked you in the eye, and you're like, he knew at that point you were going to sing. And then when you were up there, you explained to the audience, you're like, I was going to sing, and Tracy was
Tracy was badgering. Tracy said, sing anyway! Sing!
But it's funny. She was like, yeah, but she was walking.
Right.
And she stopped, and then the whole, you're like, nah. It's almost like the girl that was at the dance. You're like, nah, I'm only going to dance. You want me to dance? Oh, you want me to dance? Okay, I'll dance.
But it wasn't meant to be that way.
No, I know, but
he did the James Brown. He got on one knee and he put his arm up, and I came out with a big cloak and put it over him, and then he threw it off. And
all right, if you insist.
But I got through it. I did. I mean, but that was brutal. And then when I realized, I'm like, I'm not getting better. Like my voice, and then I went turned out through bronchitis.
But my favorite part of the night was when we got the TV to work. We're gonna debut Soul Joel TV. And all of a sudden, we dimmed the lights, we got it on, and then all of a sudden, boom, it didn't work. So Mark's up there trying to put it back on, and all of a sudden, Mark turns and looks at you and goes, hey, Richie, why don't you talk to the crowd?
Yeah.
like you couldn't have been like, hey, do you want to take a little bit of the eyeballs
I
and
went
pressure
completely
off of me?
Into shock. And all I was thinking was, this is why I don't want to do videos in my show.
Yeah.
Because this is what happens. Everything goes wrong. And I'm standing on stage going, this sucks. I knew this was a bad idea. These guys don't know what they're doing. And all I hear in the background is, hey, Richie, why don't you talk to the audience? I'm like, yeah. Oh, shit, there's an audience here.
Everybody's staring at me. I turn around, and instead of Richie standing in front of me, he turned around, like, looking at me like, what are we going to do?
Was in complete shock, man.
Do some stand-up.
I tell them apart.
And shout out to the couple, Tony, who was the husband who helped us with the TV.
Well,
and
tell that story, because that's a funny story, that half the day was spent.
Three trips.
Trying to figure out to why Walmart. We couldn't get this video to work on
and,
the TV.
And I realized HDMI to HDMI would only do two-dimensional, so it would only bring up flyers or photos on the TV. It wouldn't bring up video. So I had to finally go back. I learned this, brought the HDMI cord, and still, because I didn't have a remote, we couldn't figure it out. There's four of us there. Finally, the guy stands up, Tony, and he goes, do you guys need an engineer? We had spent 3 hours. He came over 30 seconds, had it up and running. Then after the show, his wife, Bernadette, comes up immediately and goes, who shot that video? And I was like, well, why do you ask? She goes, because I saw the three of you trying to get that TV to work, and you couldn't do that, so there's no way you edit it and had multiple camera views if you're not capable of turning on the TV.
Well, what I found funny was you guys were spending so much time, because I know nothing, and I wasn't going to even try.
I was determined.
But I left because I remember sitting there while you guys were trying to figure this out for hours with Tracy's boyfriend and everything, and I'm like, I know there's somebody in the world who can walk up to this TV and hit a button and it's all going to work. but we don't know who that person is. There's probably many people who can do that. And well, we aren't them. And that guy walked in the fucking room.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the funny thing is when Richie's talking about that, he had just gotten freshened up. He had his blazer on. He was ready to go. And you and I were ready to throw the TV out the window. Hey. And you turned to me like, Richie, seriously, what are you going to do? Like, he can't even get his own he can't even get his own cell phone to work.
I walked over, and you guys were so
what
mean.
What seems to be the problem? Like,
what's going on, guys? Get the fuck out of here, Richie.
When someone calls Richie's cell phone, it sounds like a Moroccan dance party. And we go to Richie. We're like, what is that? He goes, I just don't know how to change the ringer. But he's staring at the phone going, how do we do it? How do we do it?
Richie's wearing a beautiful turtleneck and a festive blazer.
And that is our Christmas episode. You've been listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Ba-boom.
Was that a half hour? Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.